This is an oral history recording for the Blyth Tall Ship Project. Would you like to introduce yourself and just say who you are?
I am Arthur Hancock.
Mm-hmm. And you were born and brought up in Blyth?
I was born and brought up in Blyth, yes. And I've never lived anywhere else.
Pardon?
I've never lived anywhere else other than Blyth.
And you went to school in Blyth, did you?
I went to school in Blyth, yes. Mm-hmm.
What was education like in those days? What period are we talking about? We better establish that, haven't we?
Well, I was 5 year old when I went to, which was 1937, mm-hmm. and I went to Prince Louis Road, which was my local school, infant school, mm-hmm. and I was there for until I was 8 years old. And at 8 years old, I went to the junior school, Crofton Junior School, and I was there till I was 11, and then from 11 till 14, I was back at Princess Louise Road at the senior school, secondary modern. For 2 months, during my time at Crofton Junior School, when I think I was only 9 years old when I went, and I went to school in Harrogate for a couple of months. My father had got called up at the outbreak of war, 1939, and he got posted eventually to Harrogate, and he got permission for. We went, and we were he uprooted the family, and he was sort of. Living out, he could live out of camp. So we were just in digs. But of course, I was 9 years old. I had to go to school, so I went to school for 2 months in Harrogate while we lived there. And my father was just reporting to the camp on a daily basis, just on the outskirts of Harrogate, and then returning back to the digs of an evening for us, which we were allowed to do, like living out. And then when he got posted from there, of course, we went wherever. We came back. Maybe we had him 2 months away, living in Harrogate. As I say, I left school at 14.
Now, yeah. Was that normal in those days?
Yeah, normal. Yes, everyone, yeah. Unless you went to grammar school. You left at 16 when you went to grammar school. And I just failed to make the grade to go to grammar school. And my parents, they could have paid, in those days, if you were just short of making the grade to go to grammar, you could pay for some extra education to help you to have a second go at it, you know. But my parents just said they couldn't afford it, because I had my brother and sister who were 2 years younger than me, so they were just 11, 12 year old at the time, and just prevented them from doing it. So that's how I left school at 14.
Uh-huh. And what were your plans when you left school?
Sorry?
What were your plans?
My plans initially were to get an apprenticeship. Because in those days, an apprenticeship, it meant a lot. If you had an apprenticeship, you knew you had a better chance of a job and more security. Unlike these days, it doesn't really matter. So that was my ambition, to get an apprenticeship, which you couldn't start until you were 16. So I worked on the quayside at Blyth for a ship's stores people, because that's when the port was busy with the colliers. It was always full of colliers in those days, the port, and all the ships had to be provisioned and stored and everything. And I was more or less a delivery boy, mm-hmm. to the ships, taking whatever they wanted until I was... So I did that for the 2 years until I could start an apprenticeship at 16.